Christmas is just around the corner, and you're scratching your head about what to get for Secret Santa. And then it hits you. That's it. A scratch card. Perfect. There's one thing off the Christmas list. Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn the big day into Wednesday with a scratch card. Give someone a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
To the land down under, where if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a toilet's virginity before the new owner does, you're doing okay.
OMG.
So now do you know what we're talking about?
Okay.
So Nadia, she's from Australia. She hired a group of construction workers to do some work on her home, right?
Yep.
Part of that was a bathroom remodel. Here's the problem.
Nature calls.
Nature calls. The construction workers, quote, took the virginity of her brand new toilet, leaving her stunned.
Oh, wow.
So she...
Now, did they leave? I'm assuming they left evidence.
Like,
because otherwise, so, how else are you going to know?
Moose tracks, you mean?
Probably.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So she...
Is that what we're calling it? Moose tracks?
So she had even set up like a porta potty outside for the workers to use. But
yes, they, you know what? There's a house going up down the street. There's porta potties right outside.
Right. So instead of using the porta potties, the construction workers wanted to test drive the brand new toilet, which, you know what? Honestly, like, if we're being honest, like, some of those new toilets are really pretty cool. And if I were a construction worker, I'd probably want to do the same thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
So,
I mean, and that's what they're for.
Yeah. So, listen. So, she left them a note.
Uh-oh.
Saying in part, "Dear tradesmen," which, fancy word for construction workers down in
Australia.
"The toilets in this house are not rightfully yours to use. We are paying for an outdoor toilet for your use. Not only did you take the virginity of our toilets, but you disrespectfully ignored the seal sign, ripped the tape, and continued to use it." So she...
Oh, she even sealed it up to kind of try to send a strongly worded message without the note.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yep, but when nature calls, I guess...
Nature but you calls. Know what? The fact that she's paying for a porta potty for them,
mm-hmm.
I get it.
And this is why it's a setting the bar story. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're all kind of siding with the homeowner here where, you know, you're getting a bathroom remodel and you're thinking to yourself, man, I can't wait to christen the toilet for the first time, right?
Oh, wow.
Doesn't everybody think that?
No, I don't. That's not something that I get excited about.
Okay. Well, I mean, you do you, I do me, but whatever.
All right. Now, we're almost finished with our basement remodel. We've got a bathroom going in. I'm really excited to see what it looks like, but I'm not really super excited to, like, I can't wait to use that toilet. Yay!
Yes, but you can put yourself in the shoes of the homeowner, and
yes,
if you knowingly saw that the construction workers took your brand new toilet's virginity before you were able to, you or your husband.
We shall see.
I think.
Let's hope they're listening. You've been put on notice.
Hey.
You let the Kel use that first.
We'll be watching you.
So there you go. Setting the bar. Small example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking the toilet's virginity before the new owner does, well, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's paying for a porta potty.
Yep. That is setting the bar on 99.7 EJX.